This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone and they're all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations, 2023 and 2024.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. We're live here in Dallas on Henderson at the Shell Shack. And they have the best crab legs and all kinds of amazing seafood for you, Brian. I know you love it here.
Yeah, I had the crab legs with the snow crab legs earlier with the andouille sausage, the corn, the potatoes. It comes in a bag. You get it hot. You get it mild, medium, whatever flavors you want. Just so well done. It just when they dump it in that old beer container, and it gets messy. But man, they have places to wash your hands. But the food is excellent, especially if you're looking for that shellfish stuff.
We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Man, we're doing wonderful. It's Denver week, though, and we've come to expect the worst from this matchup for the Cowboys. Why haven't the Cowboys been able to beat them in 3 decades? And, what are the chances that it changes?
Zero chance that it's going to change. And it all started when I was dispensed as justice for the Broncos back in the day. I think we scored 7 straight drives. And from that point forward, we've just had your guys' number. That's pretty much it. Hey, offensively, you guys are phenomenal. Unbelievable. You know, not only what Javonte Williams is doing, former Denver Bronco, which adds kind of to, you know, some of the flair of this game, but also, you know, from the receiving core, and then Dak Prescott is playing as good as any quarterback in football. So that part of the matchup is good. Here's the good news. The Dallas Cowboys, when they played against the Carolina Panthers, because I had Carolina last week, that was the worst run defense I've ever watched in my entire life. That might have been the most embarrassing performance I've seen. And it was straight up ugly. And it was legitimate clinic tape for the Carolina Panthers offensive line, their tight ends. They dominated you guys in every way, shape, form, and fashion. And you tightened it up a little bit last week against the Commanders. And ultimately, the good news for the Cowboys is the Broncos can't run it, you know, where they scored a urine. So we'll see. Like, that's a weakness-on-weakness matchup. And so we'll see exactly what happens there. But I'm looking forward to it. This offense for the Broncos has been pathetic. In the last 12 quarters, they've had actually 2 quarters that they were any good. They had 10 horrible quarters. quarters. And they had a decent fourth quarter against the Philadelphia Eagles. And then, of course, last weekend against the Giants, it just went crazy in the fourth quarter. But other than that, they've been absolutely atrocious on offense.
Yeah, Stink, I was going to ask you, it seems like to me watching the Broncos a little bit, they're having problems on the right side of their offensive line when it comes to picking up the gap exchange, the twist stunts and things like that. Has that been something that you've noticed when you watch them play when it comes to their line?
Yeah, just too many mistakes. Not only just from a technical standpoint, technique mistakes, but just, mental busts. They had a slide last week, and
right.
Right tackle's expecting help from the right guard. The right guard goes back off the
right.
slide and decides, you know what, I'm not going to help. I'm going to go back in here and hit the nose guard. And
yeah.
and they give up a hit, they give up pressure, and, just things like that just are just unacceptable. And then the left side, they've had, now they're on their third left guard. And Palcheski's a good player, but, I just think they've had problems up front, but it's been across the board. Every play, it seems like one guy doesn't do his job. It's a drop. It's a failure to block on a bubble screen. It's, every drive has at least one or two things that go wrong in it that have really cost them offensively.
Mark, how do you think they approach it defensively, the Broncos trying to stop Lamb and Pickens? Will they travel Sertan with somebody? What do you think the plan will be for them?
No, they'll probably just whoever lines up on Sertan's side, they'll let him, they'll let him go over there and eat, and they'll play a lot of man-to-man coverage. But, then when they do play some zone stuff, they'll probably try to get some help on the other side. But listen, man, that's formidable. They have – two big-time wide receivers, and that's big. The biggest thing to me has been the effectiveness of Javonte Williams. Hey, listen, man, we loved him in Denver when he was a rookie. He was an absolute battering ram. Mm-hmm. Then he tore up his knee really bad, and it really was 2 years here of non-productive football trying to bounce back from that knee injury. And you felt bad for him because he was, like I said, he was – one of the most physical running backs in the National Football League as a rookie. He just used to beat people up. And to see him bouncing back and having the success he's had the last couple of weeks, big game against the Jets, and then last week obviously had over 100 yards rushing again against Washington.
Stink, I asked my colleagues here if they were Vance Joseph, who would they be more concerned? Who should he be more concerned about, CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens in this one?
Probably CeeDee Lamb. I think, they're both really good. I'm splitting hairs, but I think CeeDee Lamb probably has a little bit more of a route tree repertoire than does George Pickens. But,
yeah.
I mean, pick your poison. They're both ridiculous. George Pickens is one of the best players I've seen just attacking the ball in the air. They always talk about ball skills. They always talk about, those things, and you kind of roll your eyes and go, yeah, whatever. Well, when you put on the tape, George Pickens makes that come to life. You're like, oh, okay, I see what they're talking about when they talk about ball skills. I see what they talk about when they're talking about attacking the ball in the air, because that guy's ridiculous.
Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
One of the big rumors that came out today, Stink, within that AFC West division, Max Crosby possibly trading to the Dallas Cowboys. I think Trey Wingo, your old colleague there at ESPN, had that. I mean, how big of an impact would that be to get a Max Crosby on the Dallas Cowboys?
Max Crosby can absolutely ruin a game without compiling one statistic. He is one of the most ridiculously gifted, effort, smart guys that I've ever talked to. The guy is a phenomenal player. And like I said, he doesn't even have to get a sack to ruin your game plan. And he is so smart and so versed on what they do, what your offense is trying to do. I mean, that dude is incredible. If they got Max Crosby off the edge, all the things that he brings. And that's been one of their biggest weaknesses. Their edge defense has just been horrendous, especially in the run game. Max Crosby comes in and automatically helps fix that. And that's the difference between, the Cowboys having a great offense and still being, 500 type of football team, maybe a little bit over, and the Cowboys having a great offense and all of a sudden having enough defense to get themselves into the playoffs.
Are the Chiefs all the way back?
Unfortunately, yeah, it makes me sick. But yeah, they look really. Now the Raiders are a bad football team, but what they've done the last couple of weeks, the way they've played the last couple of weeks, I mean, we saw them beat Detroit, and then we saw Detroit just absolutely dismantle Tampa Bay last night. And you know, they're a super talented football team. So yeah, I think the Chiefs are back. Rashee Rice coming back is going to help them out a bunch as well. So as an AFC West guy, as a Bronco, it does make me sick, but it is what it is.
How many points the Cowboys need up there, do you think, to get the win?
The Broncos aren't putting a lot of points up on the board, so I think 27 probably wins it for the Cowboys.
You're the man, Mark. Enjoy Week 8, and we'll catch you up with you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I mean, Broadus is going to take a deep dive in Krusty's Corner tomorrow and Thursday on the Broncos at 3:40.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. I just think this is one of those situations where what the team has done isn't that relevant when you're lining up against the Cowboys' run defense. And I don't have a lot of confidence coming out of Washington. You know, I think that was a great win to get. But if I'm Sean Payton, I'm looking at – we have J.K. Dobbins running for 5 yards an attempt and Bo Nix.
Yeah.
We don't really need to worry about doing much other than running the football down their throat until they prove they can stop it, and then we'll worry about it after that. So, I mean, I think Denver could go from a struggling offense to scoring 30 against the Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. It's going to come down to, you know, once again, can this offense overpower until this trade deadline hits? Mm-hmm. We get some reinforcements here. I know Overshown's going to help a little bit, and Cooper Beebe's going to help your offense a little bit, but what are they going to do here? We got 2 more hours to talk about it. Trey Wingo did get the day started with a fantastic rumor. The Cowboys and Raiders are talking about Max Crosby, so that's why we asked Mark about it. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Chief, what do you got in store next?
Football's finest, a coaching flex for the ages, plus the Ravens are pulling out all the stops to get things turned around next year in the nation.
Let's chat Trajan Wealth, though, shall we? And when I met with Trajan Wealth, I got straight talk, not a sales pitch. I left that meeting feeling empowered. They're fiduciaries, so their advice is built around what's best for you. I'm a client now because I saw the difference. Call Trajan Wealth today to learn more. Consultation absolutely free, 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. I love the office in Frisco. Got great advice from my guy, Steve Shelby. They're also in Arlington, Fort Worth, McKinney. And Eric, you speak really highly of that Southlake location.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Shout out to my guy, Brandon Gerfen. Got me taken care of at the highest level, and now I have the confidence and peace of mind that retirement's actually a possibility for me. I would encourage you to check them out at trajanwealth.com. Go ahead and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. Because at Trajan Wealth, your needs come first. That's why I love them. They're a fiduciary firm. So they're going to be prioritizing your financial well-being above all else. And the more money you make, the more money they make. So they want to see you win, and they're in this with you. Now, Trajan Wealth is also family-owned. They're veteran-led. They've brought decades of experience to the table. And their team of advisors actually specialize in helping individuals in or nearing retirement. I mean, my goodness, trying to navigate the complexities of today's financial landscape. We all know that can be absolutely daunting. But great news for all of us. Trajan Wealth is here to help. 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. Advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC, SEC registered investment advisor, client paid advertisement. Additional disclosures at TrajanWealth.com.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. 2 weeks now, under 2 weeks to go till the NFL trade deadline. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about what the Cowboys might do to finish the build, make this the best team in the NFC. It's within grasping range at this point, so we're excited about that. The Cowboys offense and, you know, what Sunday afternoon 3:25 is going to be like against these Denver Broncos. Huge opportunity. I mean, if you can beat them, then get bye week and then Arizona, could be a pretty dang interesting. That, I guess, you know, 500 right now, 5-3-1, I think is a very realistic goal before this schedule starts to get real tough. That lineup of Eagles, Chiefs, and Lions, that'll test your mettle for sure, and we'll have clarity on the other side of that exactly what this team is capable of. But in the meantime, we are live at Shell Shack in Dallas on Henderson. It is time for an edition of Football's Finest. Here's your chief, Eric.
All right, the Giants have released their kicker, Jude McCatton. I don't even care what his last name
is. I think you crushed
McCapney?
It, dude.
McCapney? He was the only...
Is he another McCaffrey brother?
He's the only kicker.
Did you say June McCapney, mean like
get rid of me, cat me?
It's McCat Amney. McAdamney.
McAdamney?
Like he became the only kicker in the last 40 years to miss two extra points, neither of which were blocked, in a game that his team lost by 1 point. It was an unmitigated disaster for the Giants there in that fourth quarter, and we'll be thinking about that one for a long time. You know the Giants fans will, and the Denver Broncos find a way to win that football game in truly ridiculous fashion. So RIP to that, Mr.
Well,
Kicker.
I applaud the Giants organization for having some standards, you know, and understanding that there are some players who have messed up so bad, just the sight of them is going to bring morale down.
Speaking of standards, you see what John Harbaugh's doing in Baltimore?
Is he moving into the no fun coach?
Okay, listen, this seems like they crossed the line by about an entire length of a football field in terms of how much fun they actually had.
First down.
In their locker room.
So they went too fun.
I think they went too fun, and now they're having to rip it back because the team sucks. And so he's like, what can I do here? We take the fun away. When I say fun in the locker room, first thing that comes to mind is what?
Ping pong table.
Ping pong table.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right?
Video games.
Like one ping pong table is like the standard for locker room fun. Okay? Baltimore Sun reporting, the Ravens have removed several recreational staples from the locker room, including a basketball hoop, which is right near Lamar Jackson and Zay Flowers.
So Papa Shot no longer?
No more Papa Shot.
Ridiculous.
They had the ping pong table, and they had cornhole boards.
Come on.
And they had video game consoles.
Well, they leave those.
All of that was in their locker room. That feels pretty next level egregious.
I don't know, man.
Like, is the locker room a man cave? Now, hey, you might say we reward you because you've been a really good football team.
They've won a lot of games.
No championships.
I would not touch anything. And I would just take my medicine. I get to pick in the top five. Let's go. We're cool. Everything. But the thing about it is, though, like their standards are super, super high. But, you know, how do you tell those guys that, hey, we had a bad year? Their schedule was brutal to start this thing, you know? And I
Listen, two Derrick Henry fumbles. They could be four games better.
Just let's get to the end of the year. Let's pick in the top five. We're really good drafters. Players will fall to us.
Keep playing ping pong. Yeah, and cornhole and video games. We've shut Lamar down for 18 years.
We've won games.
It's a frigging college dorm room.
Yes.
Are you mad?
I'm not. I'm just surprised.
He's fired up. Did you hear me yell?
Have they won a championship? Have they won a Super Bowl?
No.
I'll tell you what, this is like a 12-year-old's dream in your locker room.
Put Papa Shot in the Cowboy locker room if it gets me to the NFC Championship game every once in a while.
Yeah, and I think when it goes right, it fosters competition and good vibes.
I'd put air hockey in there, too, if they let me. Foosball, all that stuff.
You're trying to tank for the Ravens?
He's trying to put Tornado Terry's right there into his freaking locker room.
I'm just telling you one thing.
The worst defense in a long time.
That team will be bad. Let them be bad this year. They're going to pick in the top five. They're going to have a draft. We're all going to go. Me and Wolchek are going to go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe the Ravens picked that guy. I had him in the first round.
I thought they had the best roster in the league. I don't know how that defense is so bad when you look at, like, on paper, they should be good.
Yeah, but they're bad.
Well, I applaud them because they lost
their coaches. Every time a good coach leaves, you know, they get weakened. I'm sorry about your North Texas guy.
Maybe it is Zach Orr. Maybe it is our North Texas guy. Maybe he's a great linebacker coach.
Yeah.
But you're not really out of this thing, are you? 1-5 on a bye? I think he's thinking.
You're out.
Guys, we are good. You don't have enough urgency. We got to take this more seriously. So until we start winning, the fun is out.
That's a horse S move right there. This is who you are. Then all of a sudden you have a little adversity.
Maybe he feels like they read their press clippings a little bit too much. And they were living high on the hog, like the Longhorns of Mac Jones.
What are you, like Newt Rockne over there?
I think he's worried about getting fired. I think Harbaugh's nervous.
Well, he's been there a long time. If he gets fired, yes, time for a new voice.
That'd be a blessing to get fired after coaching for 15 years, making $10 million a year.
He was at the same place. He'll get another job.
Have at it.
Wait, you're taking his pouches over there?
He's about to steal one of my On Coffee 4 milligrams, but I think he's a 2-milligram guy.
Yeah, more of
this
a 2.
This would put him right there on his keister.
I'd be spinning.
I'd like to see it because I got that cough syrup rocking.
Oh, do you really?
Are we buzzing right now? As a show, what are we doing?
If I didn't have it, Brian, I'd be coughing up a lung right now.
I'm just saying. Do you even care about his lungs?
Do you care about me?
You care about the Papa Shot and the gosh dang cornhole tables. You don't even care about your man's organs.
Guy's got bronchitis.
I think you have to be who you are. We're like a sickly high team is what we are.
I'm doing whatever I can do to get the ratings up. I'm just trying to get the ratings up.
Just a little buzzer.
Please listen to the show. Please.
Yeah, please. Please listen.
Tell your friends that, like, we're not that bad.
Yeah, let them know how above average we are.
Yes.
Me and Wolchek are going to be at the Stars game tonight, by the way.
So, are you really?
Yeah, we're going to tear it up.
At the Stars game, we're going. Eric hooked it up. He's taking me on a date.
How did you get the tickets?
You know, when you know some people that know some people.
Oh, you're doing a Brian Broaddus here.
Doing a little Brian Broaddus. Yeah. Absolutely. Shout out to my guy, Todd. He's a real legend.
Todd.
For the tolls that are going to be at the barn
fried shrimp.
I'm crushing them today. I think these might be the best fried shrimp in town.
Those look thick.
On the heels of the best ice cream sandwiches you've ever had, you are now crushing fried shrimp.
They got ice cream sandwiches here?
Fried bottom feeders.
No, I got some at the grocery store last night. All
brought us perked up.
Ryan,
ice cream sandwiches? Cornhole tables and ping pong sandwiches here?
I'm like a little kid. I am. I'm sorry.
No, I love that about you.
That's why you should listen to the show.
Actually, you could probably relate to Mike Tomlin on this next quote that I got for you here.
I can't relate to anybody.
Mike Tomlin was asked about the concerns of the playing surface there at the stadium that should still be Heinz Field. And his quote was, "I'm not a grass expert. I haven't cut my own grass in a long, long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in my lane." And then how about this? What a flex. "I don't even know who cuts my grass."
Wow. I do.
What a dog.
Salute to Edgar.
Hey,
come
man.
Come through Sunday Tuesday.
Man, that's living good
right
there.
He's waving the terrible towel
on the
mower. He's just like.
There's something about mowing your own grass. You know, it puts the tea levels up at a nice spot.
Let me ask you this,
Get
Chief.
Away from the family on a Saturday when it's beautiful outside.
Get Chief, a nice stroll.
Chief.
Touch
mindful
grass
stroll.
A little bit.
Time out. You know,
barefoot mowing.
How often have you mowed your yard when it was beautiful outside?
It's been a while, actually.
Yeah.
Beautiful outside.
Usually I'm just saying, though.
Usually sweating tail.
Usually it's 102. You're out there. You know.
Yes.
You know, and And everybody I've ever seen Mo Yark wears full clothes, like long sleeve, long pants, hat, the whole deal.
Yeah.
You
catch some wayward sticks here and there, you'll.
Yeah.
You know. You've never mowed a yard, have you?
Your dad kicked him out of doing lawn work.
Yeah, because I actually fertilized the yard one time.
With your own poo?
Forgot to put water on it afterwards. Oh. It burned up. We were like, we were in bad shape. My dad blamed me. And I'm like, and I basically kind of, it worked out good because I effed it up so bad, he never asked me to do it again. So I think I got out of this pretty good.
that's the
I didn't mow a yard until I was 35 in Green Bay. That's the first time I ever mowed a yard, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good living right there, yeah. Broadus. Okay, offensive touchdown scored this season. Jonathan Taylor has 11. The Raiders have 10 as a team.
Wow. My guy's having trouble there running the ball. They're not blocking it for him at all.
Okay, you want to see – this was crazy.
Watch him light up the Cowboys, though, here in a couple weeks.
He's got like half those touchdowns.
Okay, the Chiefs versus the Raiders had 30 first downs in the game.
Okay.
It's the second most by any team in a game this season.
26 of them were for the Chiefs.
Yeah, no. The Chiefs themselves had
30. Oh, I thought you said total.
Yeah, no. The Chiefs had 30. Yeah. The Raiders had 3 first downs in the game. Yeah. Can you imagine watching that performance?
Yes, I can.
Absolutely brutal. Did I?
Because I love football.
Was it a ball sacking, or did Andy Reid, this is the first time in his head coaching career that he's actually had a shutout?
I saw that a couple times.
Wow.
It's wild. That he had some great Eagles defenses.
Yeah,
that
those
Brian
Eagles
built
had
him.
Really good defenses.
He's never had a shutout until last week.
Yep,
in like 300-something games of coaching.
Yeah, isn't that wild? I was like, "There's no way that's true." But
wait a minute.
I think Romo and Nance said it on the broadcast, and I thought
that's
maybe
hard to believe.
I know. Isn't that stunning?
You figure with like built with Jim Johnson.
Yeah,
when he's
Jim
in Philly.
Johnson.
Yeah,
Jim never pitched a shutout.
Brian Dawkins,
Lito Shepard.
Jeremiah Trotter.
Well, that was defenses.
Javon Kurse.
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe that they – that's okay.
Sheldon Brown.
That is amazing because he's been in over
– Trent Cole.
Oh, Trent Cole's a good pull.
That guy. Oh, name an eagle.
He got after it.
All right, by EPA per play.
Bill Berge.
The Raiders on Sunday was the worst performance by an offense in a game this season, even worse than
Chief,
the Jake
you look
Brown
angelic
Bengals.
on the cam, by the way. You look angelic.
It's the majestic sun that's peering through the glass.
Can you do the show with the glass?
I feel like I'm at AT&T Stadium right now. Somebody get me a visor. The Raiders' success rate on the day was 14%, 7 percentage points worse than the second place team this season, which is actually also the Dolphins this weekend versus the Browns. Vegas ran 30 offensive plays. How
total.
Is that even possible?
Total.
Total. Okay. 3 first downs and 30 total plays in a league where offenses are usually running at least double that.
They'll never do that against the Cowboys.
I mean, they had the ball for 17 minutes and 52 seconds, dude. I can't even really fathom or wrap my mind around a worse offensive performance. The Raiders offense is actually offensive, but from the sewage of the NFL to the niciest dudes of the week, John Gruden.
Nicey.
Take it away.
I love great players. I love great players that do great things critical situations.
Tell them,
offensive players and defensive players. Guys like Joe Flacco of the Cincinnati Bengals. He gets traded. He barely knows the offense. He barely knows his coach. And he barely knows his teammates. But he goes out on a short week, and he throws for 342 yards and 3 touchdowns. And he saves the Bengals. Guys like Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh,
they're on
God.
A 2-game losing streak. Tough loss to their rivals, the New York Giants.
Hell no,
where's
John.
The passing game?
What
well, how about 19 for 23, 326 yards, and 3 touchdowns? And how about A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? 13 for 304. Guys like Bo Nix of the Denver Broncos.
Oh, no.
Things aren't going well. You're down 19-0 going into the fourth quarter.
Got me feeling nicey.
33 points in one quarter? Holy sh**. Guys like Micah Parsons of the Green Bay Packers. You know, when he got traded to Green Bay, we were all waiting for great things to happen. Well, great things happened on Sunday. 10 pressures. 4 tackles for loss.
Got me
3 sacks. He hit Brissett 5 times. Is that good enough? Go Pack! Oh! Guys like Derrick Brown of the Carolina Panthers. You know the Panthers are 4-3? They just won a 13-6 slugfest against the New York Jets. And you know why it was a slugfest? Because of Derrick Brown.
Seven tackles, three balls batted down, and two sacks. That's a historic factor grade. Boom.
There it is. Back-to-back text 817 is Brian Trash. 214 has brought us drinking.
No.
No. This is Sober Broadus. He's crushing. He's going to tell you what he understands about the Max Crosby trade rumor that Trade Wingo got started. We'll hit the expressway, go commercial-free to the top as we're live at Shell Shack on Henderson in Dallas. And happy hour continues all the way till the top of the hour, 2 to 6. Every afternoon, Monday through Friday, here, Shell Shack, Dallas, and we're back on the Fan.
But if you're losing your hair, you need a simple solution that works. Tolos, you want the best modern technology with top-rated physicians? Of course you do. You need something that's guaranteed to work. And fellas, that's why you need Advanced Hair. They've completely redefined hair restoration from the experience itself to their unmatched results. Whether you have a receding hairline, a bald spot, or maybe just some generally thinning hair, you can address them all with Advanced Hair's simple one-day treatment in a calm, relaxed environment with the most experienced professionals. Advanced Hair has performed tens of thousands of these breakthrough treatments, and you need to be next. How about this? Your own natural hair begins to regrow the very next day. Truly unprecedented stuff here at Advanced Hair. No one can offer anything like the advanced FUE found at Advanced Hair, and I highly recommend their team. They're totally fantastic. It all starts with your free consultation. Call 469-599-HAIR, and just for being a Tolo, you'll get $250 off and 250 free hair grafts. Refine your hairline with a team that's redefined hair restoration. 469-599-HAIR or advancedhair.com.
All right, welcome back, G-Back Nation. We are live at Shell Shack in Dallas. Happy hour for the rest of this hour. Late night happy hour, 10 to close. Maybe you're on your way to work. You want some place to eat and drink afterwards if you're in this uptown area. Basically, Henderson and 75 half-off starters and handhelds all night long there here at Shell Shack in Dallas. It's time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. It is brought to you by the on-time experts. Trey Wingo this morning saying that the Cowboys are talking to the Raiders about Max Crosby. We'll get Brian's thoughts on that here in just a second. The Aggies have become the first SEC football program to get fined $50K for violating its policy on players faking injuries. A&M found in violation after a ruling today that in their 45-42 win over Arkansas, defensive back Tyree Chappell sat down on the field to stop play after the ball had already been spotted. I salute the SEC for doing this. It's been a long-time problem in football, hasn't it, faking injuries late to basically get a timeout?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. It's, man, you know, you look over at the sidelines, though, and sometimes those coaches are – you know, coaches are
take a dive.
Get down. Yeah. Get down. You know,
take a dive.
You know, making it. So, yeah, I mean, I think that I'd be surprised if that young man did it on his own.
Yeah.
I'd probably think that maybe somebody on that Aggie staff wearing a maroon coaching shirt probably told him to take a seat and let's kind of reevaluate where we're at.
And I salute the gamesmanship, and maybe $50,000 late in a game is worth it.
For a victory.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think most SEC schools would gladly pay $50,000 for a victory. I think you'd probably multiply that exponentially. Take it to $500K.
Yeah, I think that we get $50,000 for playing the song Neck at LSU.
Oh, is that what you get hit for?
Yeah, we get hit for that.
How does that song go again?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's something to do with the Tiger D.
Yeah. Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah.
Saw Kurt.
Tiger,
speaking of fine, saw
about that.
No, you're good, man. I thought it was an interesting request for clarification.
Yeah,
I did maybe my Brian can sing it for us.
I did my best to try and like. There's a T-shirt. I'm thinking about getting a T-shirt.
How Mardi Gras Brian would you have to be to do like a performance of that during a break or something?
That might be
kind of fun.
That wouldn't be a problem. Just get LSU. We're right now looking at like the Texas Bowl or someplace like that. I might have to get liquored up for that during the holiday season.
The Angels hired Kurt Suzuki as their new skipper, a longtime big league catcher. Yeah, no professional coaching experience, 42 years old, 16-year veteran, won the 2019 World Series with the Nationals.
See, that's what you start to think about. Remember the last time they had a longtime manager?
Socia?
Mike Socia.
Yeah.
Catcher.
Yeah. Catchers make great skippers.
Yeah. Maybe trying to revert back to those days.
Just a little PSA before we get to this Cowboys trade chatter. I have done all the research. The best Halloween decorations are the ones that project the light, the image onto your home, like ghosts going.
Oh, I love those.
Or maybe pumpkins.
Yeah.
$24.99. got six ghosts flying around the house. I think I'm going to go back and maybe double or triple up. $24.99. The big spiders, the big skeletons, you're in for $200-$400.
Yeah.
With those kind of deals. Like, you got to have a budget.
Did the youngest shame you into this purchase?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She kept asking me if the house was spooky enough because we had a skeleton on the front door and a couple of pumpkins.
Yeah.
And I kept telling her yes, but she just refused to believe.
Do we have an era still where the pumpkin gets kicked in? Are we still doing that?
I'm sure there's some teenagers that...
I always felt like
smashing pumpkins, yes. That's a real tradition. Yeah.
There's not a lot of pumpkins that are carved. You know?
See, nobody carves pumpkins.
People are going
anymore?
Lazy with it.
It's a lost art.
They're making like ceramic ones with a light, and they're just putting like the whole pumpkin out there on the front porch to sit there for decor.
More lazy, order of cheesecake or putting candy on the front porch?
Oh, candy on the front porch.
It's candy on the front porch.
Yeah, and you're just asking the teenagers to steal all of it. The little kids are going to get none of it.
You bought a buttload of candy for one kid.
Okay, the big day of Cowboys trade speculation. Where is this thing headed?
Good for that kid.
As Trey Wingo tweeting that sources tell him the Cowboys have been talking to the Raiders about getting Max Crosby. Uh-uh. Brian, take it from here.
Uh-uh. No, the Cowboys are they're at the owner's meeting right now. From what I was told is that's kind of news to them right now. Trey probably getting it from the Raiders side of things, not from the Cowboys side of things. Trey's really well connected out there, knows the Raider people well. Think he's getting it probably from some coaches.
Okay.
You know, maybe it hasn't been.
Maybe Pete Carroll.
Maybe Pete. You know, maybe some of the coaches have kind of said, hey, we're not a very good team. Maybe we need to think about doing something different here.
Yeah, we're actually thinking about trading Max Crosby. Yeah, Trey asks who's interested.
Trey goes, oh, it's Cowboys. Okay. Yeah, let's go. But, yeah, it sounds like to me the 49ers are on this. The Colts are in on this. The Rams are also in on this. So
surprised the Eagles aren't.
Yeah, that's kind of where – that's the names that I'm hearing that potentially if this happens. But
man, the Rams would be nasty if they get Crosby.
From the Cowboy point of view, this is – they don't see it right now. But, like I say, I think Trey's really, really well connected. I think he's got the Raider end of this thing locked up.
Well, hopefully we get more developments. We got 2 weeks to go, and maybe the Cowboys want to see how desperate or how much of a go-for-it mode they should be in when the trade deadline arrives. They'll play Arizona the night before. How much would it help in your guys' opinion? Like, this defense does have issues. How much of them would Crosby solve?
I think that Mark Schlereth said it pretty well. You got a guy that rushes the passer, a guy that plays run defense. You know, it makes you, I think, just remarkably better up front. I think – they don't have anybody up front like they used to have with the Micah Parsons that offensive coordinators really had to game plan for.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe a Max Crosby, the way that he attacks, kind of helps your guys around the Kenny Clarks. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, we can't double these tackles. We can't double Osa anymore. We can't double Kenny. Oh, wait, we got to go double outside. Well, maybe that will free up the guys inside a little bit more and maybe somebody on the other side.
There are so many players that are rumored to be available. The one we keep hearing about consistently is the linebacker, the edge, Jalen Phillips in Miami.
I wouldn't mind him at all. I know Eric is, he watches the Dolphins a lot, so I trust him what he's saying about it, about the history there. But, man, to me, just watching the tape, I thought he was a pretty good player.
I mean, he's going to win in the pass game so much. Right. He doesn't solve all of your problems like a Crosby, though, does he?
No, he's not to that level, but he would immediately be your best edge rusher, no question.
You know what we're finding here, guys, and you mentioned it, Dawson, a little bit earlier, though, that we're finding that teams are more willing to move on from players. There was a time when 20 years ago when I was starting out doing it, well, when I was in the league, that teams were always holding on. They were really cautious. Now teams are like, yeah, Micah Parsons, sure. You know, we'll get killed about it for a few weeks, and then, things will kind of go away maybe. But I just feel like teams are more willing to move on from players. And they used to not be able to do that. They used to not do that.
Well, I think more and more of them understand that when you're close, go ahead and trade your picks for players.
Yeah.
And when you're not close, trade those players back for picks.
Yeah.
And you'll have a bunch of cap space on top of it, and you can sort of jumpstart your rebuild. Let's jumpstart back into the Pimp Cup about a half mile away. Here's Lucius with the G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. You caught it, fam. Lucky you.
Salute.
You should go play the lottery right now. You're so damn lucky.
Cheers.
My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. If you see anything I should be playing, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day number one going for two of this champion audio. Soundboy, rewind that champion audio. Shout out to, what's this, Tolo Chris B, man. Shout out to you, bro. You are doing it right. I asked for people to send me things, and you sent me something. Longtime Cowboys fan, Miss Gonzalez right here. She was not a fan of how they were treating Dak on that field. So she went off.
Mira, look.
Mira.
Mira, look at that son of a bitch, Commander, what he does to my quarterback. He's a f***ing ass. Illegal my ass. He almost killed my quarterback.
Yeah.
Kick him out of the game. The game. F***ing 55 f***ing hit. Get him out of there.
Get him out.
Always playing nasty, even when they were the Washington Redskins. They always have to keep doing that kind of shit.
Always playing nasty.
Damn right I'm mad. That's uncalled for. Yeah, look what he did. He almost took his head off.
Always playing nasty. I like that. Shout out to you, Miss Lady.
Yeah, how would you like to sit next to her at a game, an actual game? Like, you're showing up. Yeah, and she's just going off.
I grew up that way, man. That was a traditional Sunday at my grandparents watching this team.
Would that be your grandma or your grandpa cussing at the TV?
Both. They would take turns. They would alternate. Now, when my grandmother got a little bit older, it usually was just my grandfather. She decided she was bad luck and didn't even want to watch. So she would just kind of like be peeking in and out. But she had her time.
And I feel like she has been acquitted of that charge of being bad luck at this point.
Well, we lost her a few years ago.
Thoughts and prayers.
Here's
Lucius with the challenge.
All right.
Back to Lucius. Hey. In the Pimp Cup.
All right. Let's go to Oregon State right here. They took on Lafayette.
The Beavers.
Yeah. Beat those Beavers, baby.
Yeah.
KEZI. You ever heard of this station, Mr. Dawson?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, TV station down there, right?
Yes, sir.
Corvallis? Yeah.
Yeah. We got a sports reporter, Liv Cleary. Cleary. Liv Cleary. She stayed locked in during her live shot after the game when she was being trolled by a bunch of drunk dudes.
Crazy.
They were just trolling. She stayed locked in, though.
But football is, you can definitely tell there is a new play caller in town. The offense is looking, 1 second. The offense is looking a lot more versatile. They're getting their tight end in there with more reps. Still seem really characteristic with the running game. But definitely seeing a lot more passes from Malik Murphy to Trent Walker. And I think even though the game is tied, the offense has looked entirely different. And we'll see how it goes through the second half of this game.
Wow.
Is this weird? No, we're live.
Nick Saban!
Stop.
Yeah. Where's the Texas A&M police when you need them on game day?
Exactly. Whew. Exactly.
Got six drunken disorderlies. Put them in the paddy wagon.
Yeah. Well, my girl said, hold on, let me find a little clip. What'd she say?
Get him out of here. Get him out of there.
Yeah.
Get him out of there.
Not everybody's embarrassing college moment is televised, I suppose.
Man, they were leaning into it, too.
They were getting in between her and the camera. Like, the one guy was leaning into it. I mean,
you might want to send security over there. Beef up the producer role. / security. Those guys deserve to have their asses kicked.
Lucius, I wonder if she had the camera, she was by herself and just set it up.
Very possible.
You know, and didn't have a camera person working.
No, you're right. You know? Sad, but a lot of local TV reporters.
I think there was one guy there for her.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there was a cameraman. It was like telling her, man, get out the way. Telling those dudes, move it.
Okay.
Vamos.
All right.
Vamos. Let's go to ESPN Cleveland.
Rocks. Cleveland?
Cleveland rocks. That boy Tony out there. The Riz. They're up there having a trade deadline conversation.
That's weed.
Treadline. I'm thinking about fishing out there.
You are fishing.
Yeah,
Trout line.
Yeah.
They're having a trade deadline conversation about that quarterback up there. You know, the backup.
Why would no one want Shedeur Sanders?
Ooh.
Because I think everyone made their statement about what they thought of him during the draft.
Yeah, but Tony, that was 7 months ago.
Yeah. Well, he's not gotten any better, Riz.
Well, they don't know. I'm just saying, but like,
they see the film of the Rams game.
Did they see the film of the Panthers
and
game?
The kick? That Super
game,
Bowl performance.
See, to you,
yeah,
that game doesn't count. Okay,
well,
to me, that game counted for something. It did. And by the way,
it's a,
he
what
was
have
playing
you done
with
for
the twos.
Lately,
by
Lee.
The way, he was playing with the twos. You're blatant. You just blatantly. The guy played with four offensive linemen that didn't make the team, and you're just dismissing that as if it meant nothing. At no point did Dylan Gabriel play with four offensive linemen that are no longer on the team. Call it for what it is, please.
The league knows.
The
league knows who was on
the
field.
For
the
love of God,
the league knows who was on the field. Okay, that's no excuse for anything. That happens to backup quarterbacks all over the league.
Well, then what
in
the world is this kid doing on the Browns roster now if he's as bad as you think he is?
As the whole freaking league thinks he is, according to you. Yes.
You think the whole league thinks he sucks. Why is he on a roster? Why is he taking up a spot? Why? Why?
That I can't answer. That's
yeah, you can't answer.
that's very Brian Broaddus-like. Yeah, right?
Let it go.
Very Brian Broaddus-like.
Grossi's such a troll. Yeah. Get his ass.
Was he like battling his Mickey Spagnola? Is that what I was picking up on?
Was it Tony Grossi?
Yeah.
Tony Grossi.
Classic Rizzo versus Grossi?
Tony Grossi
this guy's got
is
a, history
a pain in the
yeah,
ass.
I got that poster.
He is a pain in the ass.
That's pretty good content.
Yeah. Oh, no. I agree with the guy that.
Throwing heat.
I like Riz. Riz, get after him.
Yep. Just blatant. Blatant. I like that. Tell me that. Blatant.
I guess the league tells you what time.
Well.
Hey, maybe. This is not one right here. This is not one. But I'm going to play it anyway.
Winner.
Terry Bradshaw, NFL on Fox.
Oh, no.
No.
Winning streak. DeAndre Smith.
Swift.
About time to retire to the Ponderosa.
Let Strahan do that.
DeAndre Smith.
We're man. Ponderosa time.
Get a little Lee Corso-ish in there.
Yeah.
He was great, wasn't he? Bradshaw was the GOAT.
Yeah, phenomenal. And I still like him on there, but we don't need to put him in that position.
We need Bradshaw and Gronk with like a CTE off, you know, live in studio.
Gosh.
You can't be doing highlights.
No.
After all those concussions and all those birthdays.
Let Howie or Strahan take that over.
All
right. Yeah, that's it.
All right. We got our champ.
I'll save a rest for tomorrow.
All right. We got our champ, Miss Gonzalez. By the way, if you ever miss the champ, Lucius replays it for you every afternoon about 2:20, 2:25. You have your Oregon State reporter, Liz Cleary, fighting through the hammered 6-7 heckling. ESPN Cleveland, Tony versus Rizzo?
Rizzo?
Versus Rizzo. Okay, I will.
Wait.
Or Grossi. Rizzo versus Grossi.
Yeah, the same person.
Thank you. That's what I'm going to vote for.
I mean, we all have our self battles, too, you know what I mean? So he could be dealing with that as well.
Every day.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to go with ESPN Cleveland. Chief, how about you?
I'm going to go with the champ, Mrs. G.
Lucius?
Yes. Yeah, mijo, you win again.
We got 2-1, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I'm taking the champ.
Brian?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll go with Tony Grossi's team.
By a score of 3-2, and still your G-bag of the day champion. Salute to Miss Gonzalez out there getting it done. It's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
All right. Let's get into a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick J.
All right, you squares.
Time is home. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Bow.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Bam, 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 bam.
Everybody get high.
Vintage, I want to let all of the sensitive people know you picked the wrong show. All I got is raw, hurtful
That's right. That's right. It's LA Live for Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this of this station. How did your boy on the pregame show? I mean the postgame show do it? Hold on.
All right, long time listener, what's the saying there? Was it a first time caller, long time caller?
You nailed it. Yeah. You nailed it.
Way to go, sir.
He's in his Bradshaw era.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Take a swig of this Topo Chico real quick.
Simply Lemonade is really good too, Lucius.
Okay. So I've been super addicted to the roasted peanuts as of late.
You got the belch, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. I cannot wait to. It feels so good. Yeah, but the roasted peanuts and all that salt has my mouth all dry, so I'm drinking the Topo Chicos. I'm not thinking it's helping at all. I don't think it's helping. Hey, do you fellas know what it means to gun butt someone?
Hit somebody with the butt of your gun?
Hit somebody with the butt of your gun. You're absolutely correct.
Nice.
Come up here and get your sticker. Put it on your folder. Show your mommy when you get home.
Gold star or a cookie?
Yeah, which one you want, buddy? Yep, gun butt. Butt someone. Hit somebody with the butt of that gun right there. Let's go to Money Earning Mount Vernon, which I believe Puff Daddy is from. Money Earning Mount Vernon. I could be wrong. But I believe Money Earning Mount Vernon, home of Puff Daddy. Anyway, we had one inmate shoot another inmate while both were inside the police van. How did one inmate get a gun to shoot another inmate while both were inside a police van? Not sure.
Did we rush one of the guys, grab the gun and fire it?
Well, there are two police officers that were placed on desk duty because of this incident. But, I mean, if it was, I don't know what's going on here. The van was transporting prisoners to their court appearances, then back to jail.
Inside job.
So this man was already in jail. One of the prisoners ended up shot in the leg. Apparently a prisoner named Luis Soto snuck a loaded .22 revolver, not too big, a little pocket rocket .22, into the bus and had it on his person the whole day. I mean, in court and all, this man had a gun with him, snuck it. Now, this Luis Soto dude is no good guy. He was already in custody for child sex abuse charges.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a nasty dude. Nasty guy here, but we don't know how he got the gun in there. Let's go to PIX 11 News up there in the great state of New York to see what's happening.
Sources are telling me tonight that gun was stashed in this prisoner's buttocks. And he.
Whoa. In the buttocks.
The old boofer.
Wow. A 22. Bro, he had a 22 caliber pistol.
He's gaping.
My man's been through a lot.
Hit up there so long where he made it through the metal detectors. He was in court the whole time, wasn't uncomfortable and squirming. Wow. Like, I can have some uncomfortable draws on, bro, and it ruins my whole day. Yeah. This man had a 22 caliber.
Sources are telling me tonight that gun was stashed in this prisoner's buttocks, and he managed to get into this prisoner transport van undetected after he saw a judge. And now two police officers are in the hot seat, and another prisoner is in the hospital tonight.
No, that prisoner was on the hot seat, apparently.
Wow. Gunshot wound to the leg. The shooting happened while the prisoners were being brought to the jail inside of a Mount Vernon police transport van 7 o'clock last night. Officials say that the person was shot by a fellow prisoner who'd smuggled the gun into the vehicle on his body. Police say,
by the way, if I smuggle a gun, a 22 caliber pistol, in my buttocks, I'm getting more than a leg shot off.
Yeah.
I'm getting more than a leg shot off, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, we put in a lot of work together.
You've been waiting all day to do this.
My breathing's got to be right and everything, the lubrication to get it there, bro. Like, are you kidding me, fam?
With Soto was the man who had the loaded .22 caliber revolver. But how it got past multiple layers of security is what's being investigated right now.
Yeah.
The officers reported hearing a single gunshot from the rear.
From the rear.
From the rear,
bro.
Oopsies.
I mean, was he handcuffed when he went ahead and pried that thing out of there?
That's what I'm saying.
So now, out.
Yeah. Now we got a new definition for gun butt, by the way. New definition.
I mean, can you imagine, like, getting the handle in there?
Yeah. The whole part.
Yeah, because It's not in his buttocks as a point of clarification. That'd be the rectum, wouldn't it?
That's going to be
It's up there, Phil.
Unless it was a rather large gentleman.
So barrel and handle outside, I believe. That's what I would
like dangling?
Think. Yeah, handle in the crack.
I think this is just exploring the limitations of the human anatomy.
Yeah.
You know, I think like back in the day in ancient times, like that very intimate pocket back there was a great place to stash valuables.
Hilarious.
I'm serious.
Is that why they call it booty?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. She'll get that booty.
I've heard of a pocket pistol. I guess that would be a pocket prison pistol. I don't know. A prison pocket pistol? Oh,
I don't know.
That's just...
Workshopping it, though. I'm liking this.
I like where you're going.
Quite a stinky story.
Very much.
A prison purse is hilarious. A prison purse, bro. Stop it. Play it.
I mean, could you get through a metal detector? Doesn't it cut through skin?
Right.
When you go for an x-ray, they can see inside your body.
Yeah, when you're standing... Yeah.
I think there were multiple points of negligence.
I think there were. I think there was some non-paying attention to what was going on.
Yep.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, maybe he fails the metal detector, and they patted him down, and were
maybe,
like,
maybe
you just don't want to have to handle that.
Maybe as a prisoner,
yeah, you're good, man. Sir.
Maybe as a prisoner, he doesn't have to go through the metal detector. You know, maybe they feel like that. How would they get any weapons? You know.
Yeah. This investigation's still going. Yeah. I wonder. Well, the investigation is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, so I want to follow up.
How did this happen, sir? Show us, please.
Investigation is wide open.
Yeah, well.
Exhibit A.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
All right, let me get a little toxic right here.
Hey. Oh, no. Here we go.
Hey. Yeah. Hold up.
This isn't funny.
By the way, this is a Puff Daddy song.
Yeah.
In the real version, it features R. Kelly. It's a Puff Daddy and R. Kelly song together, bro. What?
Oh, my God.
That's like toxic juice all over you, bro.
Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah. Must have been a hell of a party.
Jailhouse Rock. TMZ reported that President Trump is thinking about freeing Puff Daddy.
He is.
Today, the White House communications office said that story is not true.
Oh,
no, it's okay, Broadus. You're still right. Because TMZ doubled down maybe an hour or so after that and said, no, we're standing by our story.
Yeah.
A high-ranking official told us President Trump might make it happen to free Diddy.
Yeah.
Damn.
I guess he was on Diddy Island, too.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Jesus, man. By the way, where is that list? Drop that list. Anyway, according to a TMZ source, Trump's staff is urging him not to free Diddy. Don't do this. This is a bad look. But the high-ranking official says, Big Trump does what he wants, dog. Trump does what he wants.
Pretty much.
That's just a little update on that situation right there. By the way, they're considering Mark Sanchez's time as a Jets quarterback as time served if he gets...
yes. Yes. Yes.
Also, the Paris prosecutors say the jewels stolen from the Louvre are worth an estimated $102 million.
Yeah.
Damn. I cannot wait for the movie.
Fascinating how they did this.
Crazy good diagrams on social media. Yeah, yeah. Would they pull up a truck with an extension ladder?
Yep.
And then they break into the second floor. Yep. They're out in 5 minutes?
Yep.
What'd they get?
A bunch of jewels with the French royalty?
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Like a tiara, some Ocean's 14. Necklace.
Necklaces, some bracelets. Yeah. Now, I was sure, you know what? I'm going to do the Carfax on those jewels because sometimes those kings and queens and those high-ranking officials or whatnot, they have jewels that have been stolen. They've been stolen. Grave robbers, I tell you. Mm-hmm. You sure don't. That's a fat jack.
Sometimes they make replicas.
They sure do.
And send those, and they keep the real ones.
Yep. World War II, a lot of art was stolen over the years.
Yeah, a lot of art.
Yep.
Yep.
Sure was.
Now, you don't take something like this without having a buyer already, right? You don't take it and say,
I'm trying to find a contracted buyer. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a job.
We got some high-level comms going on with, high-priced art dealers.
That's crazy. I don't know how you resell this with all the world looking for it. And I'd be scared to go steal it, even if I had the expertise or whatnot. I feel like I'm being set up. Hey, I want you to go to the Louvre and take this French jewelry. Yeah, right. I'm not doing it. What else we got for you boys?
I mean, you're risking it all, really. If you're looking at 20, 30 years in prison.
Yeah, the police out there are saying that they're going to catch somebody eventually. They said there's too many cameras and everything. So they're going to get somebody eventually. That's what they said. Stand by.
Yeah, they'll track those closed caption TV cameras all the way back to when you left the neighborhood that morning. You know, here he was, and they'll follow the car all the way. There's all sorts of cameras out there. Red lights, ATMs, green cams.
Yeah.
Can't get away with a good heist these days.
They're getting for you, bro. Stand back.
I think, yeah, you need to go find a Pierce Bronson, right? The Crown, what's the thing?
Oh, yes, the Thomas Crown Affair.
Thomas Crown Affair. He's one of the, you ever seen that movie, Lucius?
Good one.
Yes, Thomas Crown Affair. Yes.
He stole the art.
Yes.
I wonder if this was a job. I wonder if this was a job as a, hey, you have to do this. I always think of these things. Somebody was hired to do this, like, because they owed somebody something. You know what I'm saying?
One of these things. Like, yeah. It's your last job.
The boss needs a favor.
Like, either you do this job or we're going to do something. They're getting this held over their heads,
mm-hmm.
kind of a thing. Because you wouldn't just go rob the Louvre just on a – you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you just wouldn't do it. But somebody, I mean, as good as they did it, though.
Somebody held this over somebody's head. I think that's why we saw this job. That would be my guess.
I can't wait till the rest of the story comes out. I think there's a Netflix show just like this.
What's the one? Is it called The Heist? Was the one where they go and they dropped? What was the one?
They went to the Louvre. I got to like half of the first episode, and I was like, man, this accent, bro. I can't. What are you saying?
Yeah, there's one though. The thing like the Lufthansa Airlines, they stole a bunch of money from LaGuardia, that was a job in the 70s.
That's Goodfellas.
Yeah, they never figured it out. They never caught the people that did this. But what was the one where they drive in the little mini cars and then they
Italian
drop
job?
The Italian job. There you go. You ever saw that movie, Eric?
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. Hold on.
That's weed.
Sure is.
One more before we get out of here. Even though I got like maybe four more, I'm gonna just get to one. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P if you have something you think I should be playing on the radio. Are you guys familiar with the great Opie and Anthony show?
Oh yeah,
Indianapolis, right?
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, one of the originators. Like, I was hearing about them 25 years ago.
Yeah, I think they're syndicate guys.
The first shock jocks in a sense, almost. Yeah. At least up there with the first pioneers of shock jockey.
Yeah.
Well, they've been beefing back and forth on the timeline all weekend. Oh, no. I had this for yesterday. You know, some things I seen on the timeline on a Monday, Friday. I seen Opie and Anthony just beefing with each other back and forth. And these fools haven't been on the air together for at least over 10 years. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
We got highlights?
I got a little bit. The show that started the Whip 'Em Out Wednesdays. Bam!
Okay.
Wednesdays. They had
second
a whole lot of beef.
Flash Friday?
Yes.
TD Tuesday.
Is this
just a play to announce a return?
So I was thinking that too. Are they beefing just to make something happen? I don't think so, bro.
Okay.
Now, they were at each other, so there was no sneak dissing. There was retweets, so maybe it's a ruse. Maybe they're playing with us. I don't know.
Next thing you know, boom, here's our podcast. We're back, baby.
Man, they have not worked together since 2014.
No. Apparently, Anthony is doing like a weekend radio show on an AM station, and Opie is beating him up for it. Say, you ruined our careers with all your racism. Let's see. Wow. Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. They were fired for reporting that the mayor of Boston had died one time. That's one of their shocky things. Yeah. Anyway, Opie right here. He's calling Ant pathetic. Says his career sucks. Listen to all of this.
Guess what, Ant? Your career sucks too. Oh, you could say you're doing better than me. Congratulations, you're doing better than me as you do a weekend shift on an AM station. Congratulations. But in the end, your career sucks too. And stop blaming me and everybody else for where you fell with your career. You blew up your career because you were stupid and you couldn't keep the racism down. Dude, you had the skills and the humor to be as big as Joe Rogan, but you couldn't push that racist crap down. All you had to do was push it down, and you couldn't do it. With me or without me, you could have been on the same level as a Joe Rogan. Wow.
It's crazy how many of these iconic radio tag teams, two-man booths, hated each other.
19 years they were together.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, since like the 1995 or something like that.
1995, yes, sir.
Gosh. 1995. Yeah, they fell apart. Yo, it is crazy how people can work together and straight up hate each other. Yeah. I see one thing about bands. It's like some people are from in bands together that they don't share a dressing room. They don't show up to the venue on time. They only see each other on stage. We do what we have to do and then go our separate ways until the next situation.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A lot of fighting for creative control. Toxic. Egos. Yeah. And success.
Yeah. I do have another Opie clip, but I don't have time. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out here. Y'all holla.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Shell Shack in Dallas on Henderson. And happy hour is wrapping up, but they got a late night happy hour, 10 to close. And if you like this this kind of food, Shell Shack is the best place in DFW to do it. Okay, speaking of the TDs, where are we going, boys?
Let's do it. It's time for TD Tuesday, the best calls from the weekend in college and pro football. That's next in the nation.
But tell us, there's never been a better time to transform your bathroom into a dream space than right now, this very second. Zintex Remodeling Group has you covered. Since 2001, their family-owned team has been turning outdated bathrooms into modern masterpieces all across Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Right now, you can save $1,000 on a new bathtub or shower system, or you could choose 0% interest financing. Mention 105.3 The Fan to your design consultant, and you'll get a free Kohler toilet with your purchase. From walk-in showers to tub-to-shower conversions, Zintex uses top-quality materials with installations done in just one day. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with their lifetime warranty on products and labor. You can trust Zintex. That's why I love them. Proud winners of the 2022 BBB Torch Award for Ethics, and they were a 2024 finalist for the International Torch Award. At Zintex, they make it super easy with transparent pricing and flexible financing options. So call right now for your free, no-obligation in-home consultation at 855-4-Zintex. That's 855-4-Zintex, or visit Zintex.com. That's Zintex.com. Zintex Remodeling Group, where your dream bathroom becomes reality.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, It's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.